This is Ozarks at Large. Habitat for Humanity Benton County is coordinating their first Women Build volunteer home construction crew this year. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, women and girls ages 16 and up will undergo orientation and basic skills training.
Habitat for Humanity Benton County Restore, which as its name implies, sells new and donated home construction materials and household items. Inside the loading dock, staffer Hugh Thomas preps a newly donated item for resale.
I work at Restore and I'm just cleaning up this grill to put out onto the shop floor to sell.
Liz Dempsey, Restore Assistant Manager, says 90% of donated materials and items received are turned around and sold to support the cause.
This is where we take in all of the donations that the community gives, and all the money goes back into the community to build homes for members of the community.
Habitat for Humanity, an international nonprofit Christian organization established in 1976, partners with low-income prospective homeowner families to build brand new affordable housing for them. Habitat organizations operate in all 50 states, 16 in Arkansas. Megan Tucker is volunteer coordinator for Habitat Benton County.
Our office staff is located at the nonprofit center. Our volunteers vary greatly. We have Restore volunteers on a regular basis, and then we have construction volunteers, food volunteers, fundraising volunteers, family selection committee, our board members are volunteers. So to put a number on it, I would say well over 300 people on our contact list that volunteer with us.
Habitat Benton County currently operates on a $500,000 budget, says Liz Dempsey.
Our annual budget is about $500,000. That's how much the Restore raises every year, and that is entirely our budget. There are 7 Restore staff, and then there is 5 office staff.
Volunteers with future homeowners collaborate to construct homes coordinated by contractors Mike Sivak and Philip Fink. Again, Megan Tucker.
We will teach anybody anything they need to know. We do still contract out for plumbing and electrical, things that need licensed work to do. So we're not going to have a volunteer do the more critical parts of a build, but they do like the painting, they help put up the siding, they do the yard work, put down the flooring, all that stuff.
Liz Dempsey says Habitat Benton County builds, on average, 4 homes a year.
We have built 73 homes in the past 17 years in Benton County alone.
Habitat Benton County owns Habitat Housing Developments in Rogers and Gravette, but also builds homes on purchased individual plots, including in Pea Ridge. Tucker solicits volunteers by posting events on Facebook and through community networking, and homeowners also pitch in.
Because it's not just about putting them into a house, but we want them to get passionate about the mission as well and to work on houses. Like our current homeowner, Tina Reeves, she just got her home, just got the keys to her home, and we will definitely see her on next builds because she is so passionate about this.
A special selection committee carefully vets homeowner applicants.
So homeowners have to put in 400 hours of sweat equity. That counts as their down payment. They also still have to pay their mortgage, but it's an interest-free mortgage with Habitat. So we act as the bank in that instance. And so they do have to work to build their own home, and then they also have to continue to pay us. And those mortgage payments we use to also help build future houses.
Tucker says volunteer construction crews skew 60% male, so more Habitat organizations are proactively recruiting women for Women Build events. This year, Habitat Benton County is launching its first Women Build program.
Yes, April 22nd at 11:30, we'll be having a volunteer orientation at the Nonprofit Center in Rogers. So I invite everybody out there, come and sit down and learn what it's like to volunteer for Habitat. We'll talk about Restore volunteering, construction volunteering, and then talk about the build schedule and more about fundraising and how to get involved.
Women will also learn about Habitat's mission. Liz Dempsey says all volunteers must comply with Federal Occupational Safety Hazard Administration rules.
Volunteers do have to sign a waiver whenever they show up on the construction site, and that's more so for insurance. We don't actually expect anything bad to happen to people because we are OSHA regulated. We try to make sure that there's no tripping hazards, head banging hazards. Everyone wears a construction or a hard hat whenever it is necessary. Everyone has to wear closed-toed shoes, appropriate clothing, just to ensure the safety of the site.
Volunteer women construction crews will also be asked to help raise funds for Habitat Benton County's affordable housing mission by soliciting sponsors or staging fundraising events. Major donors to Habitat Benton County are J.B. Hunt, Walmart, Johnson & Johnson, Meeks, and Lowe's. The Northwest Arkansas chapter of Women in Construction also plan to pitch in on the Women Build. The orientation and training costs nothing, but women 16 years or older are encouraged to register for the Habitat Benton County Women Build program so trainers can be prepared. Megan Tucker says the rewards are worth it.
The rewards that come with construction volunteering is a new skill set. They'll learn basic carpentry skills like hammering, framing, nail removal, tool recognition, learn how to read blueprints, and power tools. And then you get to meet people from other community, like from the community, from other jobs. I mean, it's a great place to network and to connect and make true connections. And you'll get to meet the Habitat families and see who you're helping. So it warms the heart. It's you learn something new and it's challenging.
The first Women Build Habitat House project will break ground in either late April or early May, permits depending. And of course, men are welcome to join the crew. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
To register or for more information on Habitat for Humanity Benton County Women Build, you can visit them on Facebook.